You know, more than anything, they're a pressure-oriented team that would, you know, like to do everything they can to keep you off balance. They probably has as wide of array of blitz package that of anybody we've faced. And I think that they're getting some players back that have been injured that will help them. But more than anything, I would say that's it. It's a very well disguised. I guess that's the best way. You know, it's camouflaged well. You know, normally you say, okay, they're over here. All right, we can make an adjustment to our protection to handle something. Okay, they're over here. But they do a terrific job of disguising it. So really, you come into the game, you got to go in saying, you know what, I'm going to have to throw some hots and I'm going to have to throw some sights, which is not a bad thing. But normally we are able to adjust the protections. Eli has done a good job of studying, and he's able to, you know, take the tools that we have available for him and solve most protection problems. But you're just not going to get it done this game because of their ability to disguise as well as they do. In other words, they're willing to take chances. They may put a guy as close to you, and then he's got the deep third, or he may have the deep half over the other side. So they're just gambling that you're not going to know where the pressure's coming from, and if you don't see it, they're going to get hit on the quarterback and before you can realize where they're vulnerable.
Is it just too easy to say sometimes it takes a while to develop a relationship with a quarterback and Brandon's just doing that? I mean, or do you think it's been a process for him throughout the year?
Brandon Myers?
Yeah.
I don't think it's too simplistic, yeah. But I don't know that it is necessarily applicable here. But I think certainly he has really done a nice job for us the last couple of games. But I think a lot of it is always what are they doing defensively, who are they ganging up on, and who do they give opportunities to. And then when you have those opportunities, how are you doing? And I think he's had some the last couple of games, made some great plays for us.
Did a lot of teams take the tight end away, try to take the tight end
yeah,
away?
Yeah, you know, remember the first game of the year, he was our leading receiver and everything else. So I think they played it balanced. But now it's been a lot doubling the, you know, Vic and you know, ganging up elsewhere. And they were doubling on Vic or playing quarters to the other side. So in other words, it was 2-1 on the X and 2 on Vic. So the tight end and the W, the guys that got a win are your A back. So, you know, the good thing is he's won for us.
For whatever reason, be it that, be it protection problems, you guys have had the big plays in the passing game just haven't been there for you guys. Do you feel like you've been limited in terms of what you're able to try in that regard?
I mean, I think you're always adjusting. You're adjusting as the season goes on, as you learn the identity and your personality and the ability level of your team. You say, what can you do well? What can you don't? So what can't you do as well as you'd like? And so, you know, there's no question. It's an evolving thing, and it's an evolving on a season-long basis, but it's also on a game-to-game. So you always hope that certain opportunities are going to present themselves in a game that maybe you weren't able to take advantage of the previous weeks. So you're always hoping that those big play chances are going to be there. But there's no question you got to take into consideration what are your strengths. You know, your strengths, your running game, is it your pass protection, is it your receiving core, and you capitalize on whatever that strength is to the best of your ability.
It sounds like you're saying yes, but you've had to adjust your
voice. I didn't say yes, but you may have.
It sounds like you've got to kind of adjust away from that more toward the running.
We always evolve. You know, every year it's a different story. We constantly change. And it's, again, it's not only team to team or season to season, but it's even within the context of a game.
Along those lines, obviously Hakeem's had a tough year with injuries and in and out of the lineup and stuff. Is there any such thing as trying to kind of get him going at all, maybe just get the ball early, get the ball in his hands, that kind of thing?
You always try. I mean, you're always trying to do that, and we have, you know. But it's a two-way street. In other words, you call something, you still have to get open, you still have to win, you still have to make a play. The coverage had to, you know, accommodate you. You may, hey, I'm going to throw it to Keem right here, and all of a sudden they roll up and play two zone, you don't have it. So there's a lot of factors that come into play, and a lot of it is just, you know, good fortune or luck.
Do you believe in that?
I'm sorry. Just as a follow up, I mean, if we had said to you at the beginning of the season that he wouldn't have a touchdown at this deep end, would you?
Would I have been surprised?
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. Sure.
What's that been a product of, other than the fact that he's been hurt a little bit? But
well, I think that's, you know, that's.
That hasn't accounted for.
Yeah. You know, he's. Again, if there was one isolated thing, you want me to give you the litany? Sometimes I think he's, you know, the opportunities haven't been there quite as much. When he's had the opportunity, we haven't always capitalized on it, and sometimes the ball's going to other places.
Do you believe in that? I mean, will you try to get a guy the ball specifically just to get him rolling, or will you try to get Eli?
If it's to our advantage, we do.
Yeah.
Coach, in the last few weeks, it's taken the offense a few series to get going. How do you react to that when you script the beginning of the game? And
well, you just try to respond. You know, you try to overcome where you are. The first play of the game, we took a 9-yard sack. So all of a sudden, what you had scheduled for 2 and 3, they're out the window, and you go to your long yards. The next time we started on the -1. So it changes everything. There's no question the dynamics changed. The good thing was we changed the whole momentum of the game with the next drive. There's no question that turned the whole game around. The morale of the defense got better. The play of the defense got better. The offense continued to play very well from that point on. So there's no question it's an important part of the game. But unfortunately, circumstances influence whether or not you can go to your openers or not. And the way it happened for us, it would have been a big wide-open play on the first play. We took a sack, and now all of a sudden you're out of that one. The next one, you're on the -1. So the things that you had planned to do, you just can't.